This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We did something a couple of months ago on the program that at the time seemed like a safe enough bet. It was an obituary of sorts. Inflation, we said that day, had died at the hands of a sluggish economy and a Federal Reserve intent on maintaining interest rates at zero. You fast forward to this afternoon, and it's the same old, baby. The Fed wrapped up a two-day meeting on interest rates today without as much as a how do you do to the prospect of inflation. They have clearly moved on, but on the premise that the unexamined life isn't worth living, should we maybe be trying to bring inflation back from the dead? Here's Marketplace's David Gura to get us going today.
Resurrecting inflation is tricky.
It's alive! It's alive!
Inflation could lead to high gas prices, high food prices.
To a night of total terror.
But not necessarily. David Blanchflower teaches economics at Dartmouth.
Really, at the moment, for the economy, a little bit of inflation is our friend, not our enemy.
He's not talking about Zimbabwe-style hyperinflation. Blanchflower is referring to moderate inflation, something he says that could help Americans whose homes are underwater because inflation would drive up prices. And some inflation could help those of us who have borrowed money for things like a car or college. Kevin Jakes is a finance professor at Baldwin-Wallace University.
When I go to pay back my borrowings, I'm actually paying them back with cheaper dollars.
Jake says moderate inflation could be good for business. Companies could raise prices, and that could lead to higher salaries.
And assuming they can control their costs, that could be beneficial to their profit margins. That could be beneficial to them expanding their business, creating jobs. That could be beneficial to their shareholders.
Of course, resurrecting inflation is not risk-free. Economist Marvin Goodfriend says this way of thinking could lead the economy to overheat.
If a little inflation is good, maybe a little more inflation is better.
It's hard to control. Goodfriend tells his students at Carnegie Mellon to remember something.
Inflation doesn't die. It's like a vampire.
You can vanquish it with determined policy. Inflation will creep back into its coffin. And then, Goodfriend says, when you least expect it, it can come back with a vengeance. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.